Well, hello. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with the arts and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of October 2nd, 2020. Center Valley Animal Rescue has its annual celebration this Saturday. It's called For the Love of Animals, and I can't think of a better name. The event will unfold online starting at 5:30 Saturday evening with stories from Center Valley's Year of Rescues and highlights of animals who have found their forever homes. You have options when it comes to participating: raising your virtual paddle to bid on auction items, ordering elegant Center Valley Animal Rescue t-shirts, even having a vegetarian dinner by Crescent Moon Catering. Center Valley has arranged for pickup of these dinners early Saturday afternoon at Poor House in Port Townsend, at Chimicum Corner Farm Stand, and at Center Valley Animal Rescue itself in Quilcene. Proceeds from Saturday's party go to the care of farm animals, wildlife, and pets at the no-kill shelter. Details on ordering tickets and dinner await you at centervalleyanimalrescue.org. We've reached the final few days of the Port Townsend Virtual Film Festival, and it is nowhere near too late to watch a passel of movies and conversations with the filmmakers. You have dramas, documentaries, and sets of shorts to choose from, and you can purchase a ticket that enables your whole entire household to watch. Among the films that have won jury awards are the documentary Beyond the Bolex, which received the Jim Ewing Young Director Prize, the narrative feature The Killing of Kenneth Chamberlain, and the romantic comedy The Outside Story. Siempre Luis, about Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda's father, Luis Miranda, is the winner of the Spirit of the Port Townsend Film Festival Award. Audience voting, that means you, for favorite films in each category continues through Sunday, which is the last day of the festival. You can browse the program, check out the special events, and watch lots of movie trailers at ptfilmfest.com. I made another foray into the takeaway dining scene along with my carnivorous companion this week. This time, the food and the view satisfied our senses. The Cable House Beach Canteen, facing the water near the Marine Science Center and right across from the pier at Fort Worden State Park, is open for just a few more weeks. The cuisine there includes burgers, corn dogs, hot dogs, and fish and chips, all from the Cable House window overlooking the picnic tables. We dined while gazing at the sparkling blue Admiralty Inlet and the Point Wilson Lighthouse. So the food didn't have to be all that hot considering the view, but it is. The French fries have seasoning to give them a real tang. The burger was perfectly cooked to order. The pasta salad featured tortellini and mushrooms. The dill pickle was powerful. And the breaded cod was tender and light. After all this, I should let you know that the Cable House is only open Fridays through Tuesdays from 11 until 6 o'clock, and the crew stops taking orders around 5:30. And there you have it. What's out there for this week? I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.